I can't tell you how many times like I've thought of that too. Like, I don't have any skills, you know, like I can do this. I've been doing this since I was 13 years old. So it's like every time. So what would you be doing if it wasn't music? I'm like, probably in jail. You know, I don't know. I'd need to hit something.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast.
Sapnin!
Sapnin!
You are listening to the Download 2023 20th Anniversary of Download Special featuring myself, Sean Smith, and my good friend, Morgan Richards.
Yes, it's me, Morgan Richards. And on this day, I see clearly that love bites, but so does karma.
Okay, see what you've done there. You've done a mashup of all of our guest songs and finished with Modular Sunshine. nice one, Morgan. This week's guests are all guests who appeared at Download 2023, and the poor bastards mainly had to come into the world's sweatiest and warmest tent to come and chat to us two ugly fuckers.
Yeah, you know, despite this heat wave, and because we're all goths, we don't know how to deal with it, me dying of hay fever and overworking ourselves in many, many ways, we had a brilliant, wonderful, beautiful, and very wholesome time this week celebrating the 20th anniversary of Download Festival with four days of live music at Donington Park. I'm still recovering from it. I'm absolutely exhausted. But what a week we had. We got to talk to a collection of artists on the lineup to give a good energy and some bucket list conversations a lot of people have always wanted us to have. But before we get into that, what a special week it's been in a lot of many different reasons for us personally, Sean. I felt a lot of love getting to do a live podcast stage show from the Side Splitter stage, which, you know, people might get to hear eventually. But, you know, there was something else that happened at Download Festival in a tent, and I think it was like packed, you know, people couldn't really get in. And
Gore. Are you talking about Gore?
Gore. I saw people after the Gore set, and they were covered in different colors of
There was lots of blood. There was lots of blue shit. I missed the blue shit. They look like it'd be dumped in toilets, so I don't know if they got a section where they pour toilets on people. But, I watched Gore and, watched a man chainsaw another man to death and then cover the crowd in blood. If you're thinking about going to Download and you normally listen to Justin Bieber, listen to Justin Bieber. I quite like Justin Bieber. He's a lot more live than a lot of metal bands, huh? Anyway, yes, I think what you're referring to is the return of the blackout at Download, which was a very, very, very special moment indeed, which you can probably hear about in our upcoming podcast, which we recorded live at Download Festival, featuring James Davis, a.k.a. Silent Bob, Angry Bob of the Blackout, which was absolutely fantastic. And before we go any further, I want to thank every single person that came to watch us do the live podcast at Saturday at 11 a.m. Hey, I didn't want to be up at 11 a.m. on Saturday. So I understand the people at the festival who slept on the ground on a tent. Don't want to be there. Me and Morgan appreciate you very, very much. It was super cool to hang about later and meet people that wanted to come over and chat to us. It was just a fucking brilliant, wonderful, heart-filling, amazing, amazing weekend for me. And I want to thank everybody who was involved. Anybody that came to see me and Matthew DJ, anyone who came to see the Blackout, and anyone who came to see the live podcast, or anyone who's just sent us a nice comment about it. Thank you. Thank you. It's genuinely made all of our weeks.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, I had so many people just coming up to me and spreading love about the podcast or giving me secondhand excitement.
Chlamydia, he means.
About how thrilled they were to see you guys back on the stage together again. It's just been very touching. We've had loads of really nice DMs, messages, comments online, and just a really nice time in general to be doing this. So thank you to everyone who's got in touch and spread the love. And this episode just is kind of highlights our summer with some backstage energy of Downloads Festival. You know, throughout the weekend, we were lucky enough to catch a couple of sets from some other bands as well, like Alexis on Fire, Stan Atlantic, Evanescence, Parkway Drive, who I think should headline the festival after that performance.
Whoa.
Oh, very, very good. But we got to do some backstage conversations that are going to blow your mind in a lot of ways. Because finally, joining us on this podcast today, we're going to be having the metal god herself, that is Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm.
Oosh. Yes.
Pop punk sensation Modson.
Oh, moderation sun cream.
A drumming enthusiast Flip from Alter Bridge.
Top chap, absolutely top chap.
One of the metalcore's favourite vocalists at the moment, Eric from I Prevail.
Top band, lovely chap, good chat.
Our good friend Alice from Lake Malice, or Lake Malice as we like to call them.
She spells it Alice, her band's called Lake Malice, she pronounces it Alice. I'm not having it.
And we round it off with a good catch-up from former guests Blind Channel with Nico and Joel.
Nico, he was very, very excited to see us, I think. And then Joel didn't have a fucking clue what was going on. Good laugh, oh, I enjoyed it very, very much.
This back and forward just cracked me up, so fast for other people. But without any further ado, this is what we got up to backstage at Downloads Festival 2023.
Oh, yeah, just before we start, I've never seen Hailstorm live before, and I caught a bit of Hailstorm. And Lizzie Hale might be the most powerful vocalist I've ever seen in my life. Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah, anyway, sorry about that. Let's get into it. Sapnin'! Fucking go on, Lizzie! Get up here! Oh, man, I'm still knack. I'm still picking mud out of my nose, man.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sapnin
birds.
Our guest at this time is the mighty Lizzie Hale. How are you?
I'm doing very well, man. I'm super excited. Like, the beautiful nerves, like, started this morning, where it's like I woke up like, it's finally here. Download. You know, there's so many people. So yeah we're very excited. Well,
I feel like Download is such a special festival for you and the band. It always seems like it's a big moment whenever you've played. Last time in 2019 seemed to be such a, like, a coronation, really, a headline in that second stage with so much love, felt so much emotion. Is this just full of insane memories for you?
Oh, absolutely insane. We've been doing Download, I think, since 2010. At least that's what I've been informed, because it feels like it's been even longer than that.
Yep.
I feel like we've kind of grown up here. And I cite this festival as being such a big deal for us in our growth here in the UK. Just to be exposed to so many different people and have the opportunity to prove that before we were proving that, okay, we belong we're supposed to be here. Yeah. And now it's like, okay, we are supposed to stay here. You know, so it's like every single time there is that wonderful sense of proving yourself to a whole different, you know, crowd of people. And, really the difference between 2010 and then now is that I know there is now finally a lot of Hailstorm fans in the audience as well. But what I get off on, no pun intended, is playing for people that have no idea what we do.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And then you get to watch them change the faces, or discover it.
What the fuck is it? I like it. They turn into Scooby-Doo.
Hey.
What's this? You've said about coming up through it, and I think you fucking basically own it now. Like, the amount of people who come to see you, my girlfriend is absolutely furious right now that I'm talking to you, and she's not here today because she's only coming for tomorrow.
Well, you're gonna have to tell her I said hello, and you're gonna have to give her some hugs from me.
She didn't say that. She didn't really say that.
I'm only saying it to be nice. No, I'm kidding. Genuinely.
But over the years, you've played with so many different bands of just like support tours, especially like getting through the scene and first getting your name on there. I mean, is it been weird to see those reactions and just to look back at the variety of acts that you've been able to cross paths with in many ways?
Absolutely. I'm very proud of that. That wasn't something that we necessarily set out to do when we were kids. Like, we kind of always figured okay, we're a rock band, so we'll probably be. But from very early on, we started getting these opportunities, and it was just kind of it started by saying, we just kept saying yes to things. It's open up for this guy. Sure. Regardless of whatever. So, and now it's something that we're really proud of, and we kind of almost prefer, you know, because there is something about staying in your lane. But what I love is that we've opened up for country artist Eric Church.
Wow.
And also Megadeth and literally everybody in between. Yeah. Right now we had a couple shows with Ghost for the first time the last couple nights, and you see the people that have really not listened to anything that we do, and you see that change happen within third song, like all the painted faces be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it's I do know. So it's exciting for us. And also I think that in the overall state of rock, metal, something that I've learned by kind of dabbling in all the other genres is that it really doesn't matter whether you're a rap star, a country star, a pop star. Everybody wants to be rock stars.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
We represent.
Very much. Yeah. What a great sentence.
Yeah. But on that same wavelength of really seeing that growth and the arriving in many ways, I feel like for so many years, people were labeling you as the next breakthrough artist. And there was always a lot of attention because you've never been afraid to kind of express yourself, forward with everything. And now I feel like it's reached a point where people are looking at you as kind of inspiration and really an idol in the scene. I'm sure stuff like that is a bit weird when you look at it, because you're just living in the moment and going through this. But
yeah,
is it weird to see how full circle things have come lately and having maybe a little bit more pressure when you're out there?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that because time goes by so fast, and a lot of times you kind of have tunnel vision, so you're not really seeing the change happen in real time. All of a sudden it feels like, oh wait, things are now different, you know, especially in the past couple of years, because like I feel like we lost some time. So all of a sudden, but what we've done has kind of like preceded us. So now I feel like we're like just now hearing about these stories about like, oh, like that, like I'll get these like Google alerts all the time about these young bands, and they're like, our influence is Lizzie Hale, or our influence is Zayn. I'm like, oh my God, we're an influence to some band in Texas. No. But it's really crazy to have those, like all of a sudden the tables kind of being turned, because there is a part of me that still feels like I'm fighting to prove myself. And then there's this other part of me in the back of my mind that's like, you should kind of enjoy this while it's happening. So it's really beautiful. Like we were just in a pub in London last week, and I was talking to this young girl with blue hair, and she's like, you know, you got me through middle school. And I'm like, oh my God, that's awesome. But in my mind, I'm like, that wasn't that long ago. Yeah. Oh no, you're a grown ass adult. Okay. No, but it's kind of this rite of passage where it's, I think if you stick it out long enough, you know, and you still love what you do, and I'm still going to go out tonight and prove my worth, you know, and that's where life happens.
Yeah. Can't wait.
But it's beautiful to hear those stories and see those, you know, especially the young girls, but you know, really in general, see how you've affected people in your life. And that's something that I never would have predicted for myself when I was 13. We were just, you know, we just wanted to rock, man. We didn't really care what happened. You know, it's like, how do we do this every day? So yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I mean, it's just be weird to see those messages and people label you as a role model and stuff like that.
It's so weird. Cause I mean, I'm a dork from rural Pennsylvania. You know, I grew up like around Mennonite people and rednecks, you know, it's like, I am not like this like cool person. But I've loved music since I can remember, and my little brother and I are very lucky that so many doors have opened for us and so many doors have closed in our faces, but whatever it is, it brought us here. So yeah, we have a lot of those moments now. It's like, we're a very stop and smell the roses type band. Like, can you believe this? We're going to do it tonight. I know it, because this is the 20th year of Download. And you know, like I said, we feel like we grew up here. So like, we're going to be walking on stage, be like, can you believe this shit? This is going to be awesome. So,
Yeah. We had your brother on, when was that?
4 years ago.
Four years ago.
2019.
I'm so sorry. Are you still recovering?
We haven't done, this is our first podcast back, actually.
Yeah, no, we need a break. We need a break.
Let's give it about 4 years. And then
let's maybe try the sister next time. Yeah.
No, he was fantastic. He was fantastic.
Yeah. It must be nice to be able to share those experiences with him as well. I mean, coming up from that young age of being music lovers and now seeing yourself like at events like this.
Oh, absolutely. He's just been such a rock in my life, and like, regardless of how sporadic and very loud he is, he's half like squirrel and half like wise old oak. Like, he'll have these moments of like immense clarity, like especially when things get hard, you know. It's like, he's always kind of that joyous person. Like I remember right before, this is 24 years ago, right before we met Joe and Josh, we had lost half our band. Like, our guitar player, our bass player left, and I was distraught, because I'm like, what are we nuts? I turned to little bro and I'm like, RJ, are we crazy for doing this? And he turns to me like without skipping a beat. He's like, well, yeah, of course we are, but what else are we gonna do? And I'm like, you're right, let's stick it out, let's keep doing it. So it's very cool to see these milestones happen, and we have a lot of those talks. It's like, yes, we were crazy for trying to do this, but it wasn't a stupid idea,
it's
and we're doing
off.
Something good.
Yeah, it's paid off, so, and lucky you now, just fucking
Yeah, it's been beautiful to just to see that journey and the reception and love you get constantly. But we won't keep you too long because obviously you've got to get ready for this main stage performance.
Yeah.
But what else is just in the pipeline at the moment? What are things you're looking forward to and you're hoping fans are kind of engaging in?
Well, we're headlining Wembley in December.
Yeah, of course.
So
that's
like a huge milestone, you know? We were just there for the Heavy Music Awards and it was kind of crazy to like size up the room and be like, I'm going to be here soon. It's going to go like that. I'm going to be here real soon. So that's really exciting. And, you know, I mean, like the obvious things we're writing just in case somebody's like, hey, let's put out something else, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, we just released another single, you know, speaking of, you know, crossing over, we have Ashley McBride, this country chick, on the single. So we're bringing in new people too.
Class.
But yeah, so just a lot of weird stuff and just touring, more touring, and we keep coming back here, which is great. So we'll see you guys soon.
Yes. Oh yeah, we'll see you at Wembley.
We'll be there.
Thank you so much for taking the time. This has been a pleasure, and we can't wait to watch you on Rock That Main Stage.
Yeah. What's happening?
Hey!
I love it. Thanks, guys. You're listening
to Sappin Podcast. Sappin.
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 Yes!
We are joined right now backstage at Download Festival by the mighty
Download
Modson.
Baby!
Yes. How are you?
Bro, I'm good. I'm just like still thinking about the fact that you think you dropped the shit album because you said because you said other people didn't like it, man. Fuck that. Bro, did you like it?
Yeah, I didn't mind it, yeah. I think what because my band was like a miserable emo band. And then I started partying. So we did an album called Start the Party. And then, but my audience hadn't caught up with the fact that I was partying yet. So I thought, everyone loves partying.
Bro, do you know Bob Dylan played Like a Rolling Stone on stage and got booed off of stage for the first year of him playing it?
Oh, wow.
And now it's regarded as one of the greatest songs ever written.
Yeah.
You can't, don't trust the audience, bro. Never trust the audience.
Don't get me wrong. I would love that to happen to me, but I don't think it's going to go into.
Never know.
No, but yeah.
But if you talk about it like it's shit, it won't.
Thank you. All right, Dan, yeah. Really
start the fucking party. Greatest album. Ahead of the fucking game. Y'all didn't know what she was missing at the time. Come around.
Do you know what? I needed you about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I needed this positive.
Hey man, it always comes around at the right time, bro.
But yeah, thank you.
But
thank
how you doing, man? How was your Download Festival experience so far? How was your day?
I mean, I just pulled up, bro. We've been running across Europe. We just did Rock'em Ring, Rock'em Park. Then we just did Rock for People in Czech Republic. It's fucking amazing, bro.
Nice.
Yeah. It's amazing so far. We're playing in the tent today. It's probably going to be awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Very much so.
Yeah. I think there's so much love for you over this side of the world in recent years as well. I think like the UK audience has really absorbed your music and embraced it as much as it possibly can.
It really is feeling like that. But I mean, one of the things that I've always been hip to since I was young is that over here in Europe, if you put down the building blocks, you can really have like a level of longevity here that doesn't really exist in America.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm kind of putting down those building blocks right now and that I'll be able to do this and come to these festivals for a long time. And I plan to do this till I'm dead, man. So like, you know, it's really like a nice experience. Like, dude, we just played for like, I don't know, maybe the biggest crowd I've ever played for in Czech Republic 2 days ago.
Wow.
It's probably like 40,000 people, you know what I'm saying? And I had never been there before.
That's my
idea. So you know when you hit those moments at the beginning of your career, oh, we sold out a show, we there's people singing the words in the crowd. I've had that happen for a while now over in America. To come over here, it feels like a restart of things, you know, to go to a place that you've never been and see stuff like that. So it's been really magical, man. It's been a magical time out here.
Yeah. That's fantastic to hear. And one of the things I really wanted to talk to you about is that I know you're such a creative person, whether it be songwriting or kind of directing for other people, whether it be films, music videos, and all that kind of stuff. How much different creatively is all that process for you? Is it always start with like a same base of an idea? Or do you treat it as two completely different worlds? I mean, talk us through that journey a little bit.
So I think the trait of a visionary would be someone that can close their eyes and see things happen, right? So if it's music, you know, I hear
Let's say there's a little musical landscape happening. I can close my eyes and start to see like a music video or start to see a story. And that's how the lyrics come out and it all gets channeled. The same goes for if I'm going to direct a movie. So like if I close my eyes and I like to invite whatever's out there to happen. I like to not take ownership over ideas, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the number one level of art that I bring to everything that I do, whether it's writing books, whether it's designing clothing or furniture, whether it's directing a movie, any of that. I like to just try to not be in ownership of the ideas that come in. And I think that's what allows me to be an artist that touches all these different areas, you know? If you try to own the idea, you got to just think to yourself, like, that's bullshit, you know? You don't own this shit, bro. And if something brilliant comes to you, it was given to you. So that's how I look at everything.
Nice. Yeah. Is there anyone you've worked with in recent years that has blown you away in terms of, like, their mind or how the way they work on stuff, like, their process? Is there anyone that's really...
Well, yeah,
like,
my best friend, Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah?
You know? Yeah. The world is starting to slowly get to know him more and his mind. He's brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. And more than that, you know, I'm very artsy, you know? I stay in the side of, like, very hippieism, just like let it flow and be positive with the outlook. He's like an extremely hard worker. So we have this amazing duality that I'll throw out 10 ideas. He'll tell me no to 9 of them. We'll land on one and we'll help build this world around it. But I don't think there's a harder worker out there than Machine Gun Kelly. And that's why, you know, I'm inspired by that. He makes me want to work harder.
Yeah. Especially with him. Do you feel like because, you know, he put out, when he getting into the rock world, he had such a great reaction for one side, then you're always going to have people saying bad stuff about you on the other side. Do you think he's been the perfect figure in that, where he's made people talk and made people give a shit about this scene again in so many ways?
What's fun about not being polarizing? What's fun about everyone loving you? That's no fun. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, you know, that's no fun. You'd almost rather have everyone hate you than everyone love you.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Being a polarizing figure is who all my idols were. All my idols were polarizing. Bob Dylan, I brought him up once already. He can't sing. Fuck him. He's the greatest artist who's ever lived, according to me. Right. And half the world thinks he's trash. You know what I'm saying? Andy Warhol, one of my favorite visionaries. People think, oh, he's painting Campbell's soup cans and bananas. That's easy. Yeah, well, fucking do it yourself. Do it yourself then. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Nice.
I think it's amazing to be loved, equally loved and hated at the same time.
Nice. And yeah. With all this, what else have you got that we can expect and that you're excited for people to check out soon?
Oh, I mean, of course, new music. You know, building something up and totally destroying it and rebuilding it again. I'm kind of rebuilding a brand new sound right now. I have an amazing clothing line with Machine Gun Kelly called No Safety that we're really, really going to do some stuff with in the upcoming, before the end of the year. And I mean, like, really, like, I'm finally doing something I've always wanted to, which is design furniture.
You know? Wow. Nice.
So I'm going to make some really cool furniture coming up. And yeah, man, just staying creative, bro.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to check all that out, man. Thanks so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Looking forward to your set.
Hey, you know how we're going to end this? Let's start the party.
Oh, no, where did I make it from?
Good. Fucking take them booze, baby.
Stop that podcast!
Sapnin.
Yay!
Yes.
We are backstage here at Download, and we are joined by Eric of I Prevail.
Here I am, sweating my ass off here. Here we are.
Just before we started, you give a little bruv. I like that.
Oi, bruv. Yeah. Cheers, man.
Nice. I was going to ask, is it much more? Can you...
Oh, that's about it.
All right.
That's enough. All I got.
Fair enough. But yeah, how's your weekend been so far?
So far, man, we been over here for a couple days. We played Prague. We played Nova Rock in Austria.
Nice.
And now we're here at one of my favorite festivals, man.
Class.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, and today you're on the main stage. Pretty big slot as well before Slipknot and I Prevail. I mean, stuff of dreams.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm going to be up on that stage all day just watching all the other bands. Behemoth, Parkway. Nah, come on. I mean, yeah. It's going to be an awesome
day,
man.
It's going to be fun. Fantastic. Yeah. Any nerves going into it?
Or? Nah.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. What happens, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I feel like I Prevail have had so many of these like mad moments in the last few years in particular, whether it be supporting some of your favorite bands or playing huge festivals or just seeing mad reactions online and TikTok and stuff. How has it been seeing the evolution of the band grow in that time and just have such a love for what you guys are constantly doing?
It's something you don't really notice while you're in it. It's like you're lost in the sauce, man. You're not really like looking out from the outside in. But when I step back and look at shows we've done 3 years ago to now, I mean, even the whole pandemic shutting everything down, and then, you know, where we were prior to that and where we are now and where we are in slots and rooms that we're playing in, and it's to look back and like calculate, it's wild, man. It's wild.
It's
and
awesome.
To see it's just everything, man, from like people tagging you in posts to kids walking around with our shirts on. And it's just, I'm never not humbled by how awesome it is. You know, it's just crazy.
And
it's
I've
awesome.
Seen quite a few I Prevail t-shirts this weekend. So
yeah,
it's going to be fucking awesome later for you.
Like, I cannot wait.
I'm super pumped for you. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Is there anything you kind of try to do now to take all those moments in, whether it be like document something or just live in the moment? Like what do you try and do with all that?
I need to start taking notes of like like a notebook, because like just crazy things happen, and like I never want to forget. Like sometimes Dylan, our guitarist, will be like, oh, dude, remember that time that XYZ happened? I'm like, no, I don't. He goes, you don't remember when you did that? I'm like, oh, shit, that did happen. But no, man, I just try to take pictures. Is like, try to, I don't know, man. I hate like when people just like film the whole set.
Mm.
But I like taking little clips of things. So I like, you know, I'm going through my phone. I'm like, oh, yeah, a little click to remember. But, yeah, man, just trying to live in the moment. Just try to enjoy every bit that you got, because who knows when we're coming back? Who knows if we'll, you know, we all got 5 years of this? Who knows if we got 15 years of this or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Do you know what? That's the absolute perfect way to look at it, I think, because, like, I used to be in a band that did surprisingly well for a bit, but I kind of got a bit blasé to it in the end. Like, I was like, oh, like, we'll be back in Australia next year. And then my band ended, and it's like, oh, fuck, I might never get to go back.
Right.
I wish I'd taken more pictures. I wish I'd documented it more. And yes, but your attitude towards it is absolutely perfect. So, yeah.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. It's always a fine line as well, isn't it, between living on your phone and always wanting to document stuff and then not doing it enough. I'm sure when you're on the road and you're in the tour bus thing, it's just things can get away from you because you're doing it all the time.
Definitely. It's like that scary thought of like, as you're getting older, with relativity, just time speeds up as you get older, you know, like, so to try and remember all those little things, you know, you're going to forget them, but trying to remember the big moments that you have, it's just to be grateful of things that you've done and things you've seen and people you've met. It's, you know, it's awesome.
Do you remember the first time somebody you loved or like one of your heroes showed the band love? Do you remember the first one?
Oh, man, I can't say I remember the first one, but there's been a handful. I mean, just starting off, I remember like we had just had our first record out, and the singer of All That Remains posted about us, and I was like, holy shit, holy shit. And athletes have posted about us. We'll go to the baseball games back home and they'll play our music, and we're like,
wow.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Whoa. But yeah. Carrie Underwood.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, you got, yeah. Oh, yeah. She was it a couple years, 2 years ago, a year ago? She said something about like she loved, oh, she was on like a Good Morning TV show. And they're like, what are you listening to? Yeah. And she didn't just say, oh, I listen to rock or this. She's like, oh, yeah, there's this one band, I Prevail, and their record Trauma. And I'm like,
what the?
You said everything. You didn't just like, and then she
oh,
just,
no.
And then she just went on about it. And then,
pick it up from iPrevailBand.com.
yeah, dude, basically. I was like, I gotta pay her royalties now. Like, what's up? So, but then, a year later, she invited us to her show at her arena show, and then brought us backstage to say hey. And she's like, guys, I'm sorry, I'm fangirling right now. I was like, shut the fuck up. I'm fangirling right now. What are you talking about?
No and then, way.
Man.
Yeah, carry out the
word. And then full circle, she, we played in Nashville a couple months ago, a month or two ago, and she came out to the show, and it's just
and she's
insane.
Like, look at this full apron and back piece of like, what the fuck? She does love us.
Yeah, dude, it's wild, man. It's wild. Awesome. Yeah.
So, I fucking love stories like that. That's yeah. fucking amazing.
I think that's the moment my mom was like, oh, you're really doing it.
That's it. It always takes, yeah, it takes somebody that your parents know of you know.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, she really likes her. She doesn't. She doesn't like your band, does she? But yeah, brilliant. Like,
if you tried to reach out to maybe collab in some way, I think that's the ultimate next step.
Hey, man, I think that'd be awesome. I think we just need to write the right song and yeah. send it off to her and just be like, hey, what do you think?
I bet she'll do it. I bet that happens. That's bound to happen.
I wish.
Can you bet on things like this?
We just need to speak it into existence.
Yeah, yeah,
just
keep it in right now. Manifest
and I know
it.
She listens to this podcast every week.
Well, she will so. Now because they're on this.
Well, yeah, that's true, yeah. She's like, I check on everything I reveal to. Hey, is there any chance you want to come on a podcast? Now you definitely listen to this. But, yeah.
No, but it must be cool when you see like worlds cross over like that as well, especially lately when you've been doing like acoustic versions of your songs and slowing them down.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just like, you know, it shows that you can be a band that fits into everything and not just that kind of hard rock metal, but cross over to maybe mainstream and people who are not necessarily metal fans day to day.
Yeah, that's I think that's been our MO since day one. It's like I like electronic, I like country, I like black metal. I'm stoked to watch Behemoth. Like that's I'm trying to get this done so I can go watch it. Go watch it. But no, but like from one end of the spectrum to the other, I think we've drawn influence from multiple genres growing up, and now to be able to do our own thing and be like, well, it's not that we're just like, oh, we're gonna write something like that. It's just we write what we like, and wherever that lands on the spectrum of music, that's awesome. It's still coming through us, through our filter, just so to be able to play a song like Self-Destruction or Body Bag and have as many pits as possible and kids beating the shit out of each other and then going to Deep End and be, all right, everyone hug each other after you just kick the Christ out of each other, put your hands up and sing along. It's a lot of fun to be able to be one of those bands that can reach people who screamo, I don't like it, and hear a song and we slowly bring them in, and then now we have more fans listening to the metal genre, and ultimately we all win, you know?
Well, we've started asking bands lately just kind of like the weirdest venues they've ever played, because there's so many rock up to places where you think this can't be a venue, surely it's a bit unconventional. Is there any that come to mind like back in the day and have to play like weird circumstances or anything like that?
We played in like some sketchy venues and clubs grow, you know, when we started off, but I wouldn't say anything strange, but one of the coolest ones was definitely Red Rocks. Having an opportunity to play there, which if you don't know, it's out in Colorado. It's this beautiful, it's in the Rocky Mountains, and it's just an amphitheater, natural amphitheater built into the side of the mountain, and it's gorgeous. Yeah. But I've seen a show there, and then we've played a show there, so to be on both ends, to see one and play one, it's
who did you see there?
It was a folk band, oh my god, it was Head in the Heart. What was the band we saw in Denver? Head in the Heart. Yeah and Tallest Man on Earth. Yeah that was really cool. It's just like indie folk stuff, and there was you see like from miles, like you're up on the mountain, you see from miles, and there was like a thunderstorm, like, you know, had to be like 40 miles away, just way out there, and it was beautiful, man. Class. To have a near religious experience with music at that venue, and then
to
a year
it.
Later to come back and play it ourselves. It was really cool, man.
That's
man.
Awesome. That's really
fantastic.
Awesome.
Well, we won't keep you too much longer because we know you want to go and watch the Heat Up. but just before you go, I mean, what else is on the horizon now? What can we expect from I Prevail going forward and people to check out?
Yeah, we're working on scheduling out the next year and a half of touring. Trying to find times in between to rest and maybe get some ideas down on paper, but nothing yet, but just trying to pack out a tour schedule for the next year and be announcing some stuff sooner than later, and then hopefully next year coming back another once or twice before we wrap up the cycle and get to work on the next one.
Nice.
Wow,
yeah.
Awesome.
Well, yeah, quick, get on Ailey Connolly's back now. Get him to carry you to Behemoth as fast as possible.
Exactly.
Yeah,
thank you so much, man.
Oh, of course.
You.
I appreciate you guys having me.
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers.
Sapnin.
Sapnin.
Sapnin. That was very quick.
Very quick.
On high energy.
We are backstage here at Download Festival 2023, and we are joined by our good friend Alice from Lake Malice.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Very Metallica, yeah.
Family.
Yeah. Really good.
That was the old, try and do it in the old James Hetfield voice for the old thing.
We're all in interview. Yeah. I can do it. I'm like,
how are you?
How good.
Oh, I wish people had seen that. Oh. Oh, I wish my eyes could film. That was brilliant in the face.
Oh, I would love that.
I'm good.
I just, you know, got inspired. What can I say?
Yeah. It's, well, yeah, they're a very inspirational band, apparently, the old Metallica. But yeah, how's your download been so far?
Yeah, it's been really good. Well, most of it has been like an old person because I haven't been around a lot, I have to say. Like, yesterday, I felt so tired. I just couldn't bring myself. And this is the first time we book an Airbnb. And it's really nice. So I thought, you know what?
Stay
on it. Even though I felt bad about like missing some of the bands that I wanted to see. But yeah, it's been incredible today. So
yeah. Well, it's a boiling day today.
Very warm.
Yeah. You know, you've played already. How do you think the set went?
Very hot.
Yeah,
very good. It was feral. It was incredible. Yeah. People were there, first of all, which is good.
always
and they
plus.
Engaged
always
as well.
A plus.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. It's great.
Yeah. Well, we're feeling very Italian now because you've literally just had some pizza.
Oh.
We're sat on the floor here. Very, very, very sunny day. Just kind of taking it all in.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been really lucky this year, I have to say. I haven't experienced download. Oh, no, what am I saying? Last year was actually really good. That's crazy. What is going on in this country? Like, I'm not used to it. But I'm just like, in this moment, I just feel like my brain is absolutely empty. After playing the show, you're done with the work, like also the fun part, but then you're like, bliss, you know?
You've had the adrenaline pump of the show, and now I guess it's winding down. Like, my band played yesterday. And by about 7:30, we played at 5:30. We were finished by like 10 past 6. By about 7:30, I was just like, I need to go.
Oh, I can imagine.
I'm just tired now.
Yeah.
And then I had to walk my girlfriend to a car, which was miles away.
Oh no.
Yeah. So that's.
Well, at least, you know, after the festival, you can just do nothing and not feel bad about it.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully. If she let me know. She should do, because she made me walk all the way. So.
Yeah, you deserve some rest.
Yes. Yeah. You heard that?
Yes. She did.
Yeah.
But how's things been lately? I mean, it just seems that the band have taken off a lot these last few months. So you've been doing some incredible tours and support slots and just getting the music out there. Is it just being mad to see everything happen once after another?
100%, yeah. Most of the things, I will say 100% of the things that happened to us, we don't expect. Like, we were just absolutely surprised to see any sort of recognition coming in because we haven't been around a lot. But at the same time, it's really exciting. It gives you the confidence, I guess, the validation to go on and you know, pursue whatever you want to do in music. And it's been a great year so far, and I hope it just gets better, honestly. Yeah, and touring as well. That really forms you as a musician, doesn't it? Like, gets you ready for, just gets your muscle memory at the best of its kind of form. And I'm beyond happy about this, and Blake is feeling the same, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah, well, it's nice to hear. It's nice to see that all these opportunities coming for you guys now and just taking full advantage of it all.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, I always tell everybody, like, because of our age, because we're in our 30s, we don't expect any of this coming through to us. So everything we take is like, it's the last day we live. Today I was saying, like, I played Download, I can die. Like, I'll be fine
don't.
With that.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah,
next
don't.
Step,
yeah,
death.
But no, we were talking to a guy called Kia from a band called Fearless Vampire Killers the other day, and I was explaining how I heard the sentence, the youth is wasted on the youth because they don't appreciate it enough. And when you think about it, like, it's now more than ever, with my band coming back or whatever, and we're playing, I appreciate it more now than when I was a kid and the band did well. I was just like, oh, this will last forever.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, I can't believe it. We're doing Download. And yeah, it's just exciting. So it's nice to see that you're enjoying it and grateful for it and just smiling and happy.
That's exactly the same mindset I have. It's all ephemeral. It's all going to end one day. So I'm just enjoying it as much as I can. It's true. Like, when you're young, you do. Just think you're gonna live forever.
Oh, yeah,
but it's
course,
not
yeah.
freaking true. So I mean, you gotta make the most of, you know, celebrating life and
That's what we try to do. Every time I pick up the mic, I'm like, this could be the last time. I'm old now. So.
Well, what's something that's happened recently that really took you back or made you think, like, this is crazy that we're getting to do it?
I think the Heavy Music Awards nomination was quite surreal. Like, just even just being there among those artists and just thinking, what we're doing here? You know, like, that's one thing that really, like, surprised me. And then getting the opportunity to open for Enter Shikari this year, that I did not see that coming. And as I said, we were shocked most of the time. We were literally like, all the time.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. What's the plans of new music at the moment? I've heard a lot of stuff that you've been working hard behind the scenes. Got some stuff maybe ready to surprise people with?
100%, yeah, it's coming. I can't tell you when because we're so very well organized. But it's definitely this year it's happening. We got a body of work that's coming out. We've been working really hard between touring and jobs, full-time jobs, so yeah. It's been really difficult and challenging, but also it's gonna be satisfying when it's out. So yeah, we got a few tracks coming and it's definitely just another milestone for us. Nice. For sure.
Do you mind if I ask what the other jobs are, just because loads of people doing who listen to this, they just get so interested, and it's so I find it inspirational that bands do other jobs.
Yeah.
And just wondering what.
I'm a social media manager for an AI company based in London. It's very stressful. But okay. Blake, I still don't get what he does. It's like Barney and How I Met Your Mother. Like, nobody ever knows. He definitely works in an office space. Like, he does consumer research for like a housing provider or something.
Okay.
So very just boring jobs, you know. It's not like
the job's
objective is to keep us making music, I guess. So yeah, yeah, that's what we do.
When you say he doesn't know what he does, I was just going to say plays guitar.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's his job. Yeah. Oh man, I wish this was our job.
It's coming.
Yeah.
One day.
It will. Yeah. I reckon, yeah, this next body of work will come out now, and I think that'll be the catalyst.
You think?
I think.
Oh, you're so positive. I love it.
Do you know what? People listening to this know that's not true.
Yeah.
I'm the most negative man on
100%.
Earth.
Oh my God, we changed you. It's another milestone.
Oh my God, he loves everything.
No,
he just appreciates Lake Malice a lot. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
That means a lot coming from it. And he's happy about something.
It's amazing.
Can't wait. We've started asking people at festivals lately, what's the most weirdest or unexpected venue you've played, in terms of it being not necessarily maybe a venue every day and it being a little bit of a crazy place? Is there anything that comes to mind where you've rocked up somewhere and been like, what, this is weird, is this a venue?
I guess maybe Great Escape Festival, but it's because it's so spread out in Brighton in different like places and pubs and stuff like that, you wouldn't expect it to become a really good opportunity for a show, but everything works. Yeah. I would say, yeah,
nice.
Give me a garden, I'll be fine. Yeah,
class.
Yeah, cool. It was nice. A really great festival as well, really good. Very nice.
Well, what else is on the pipeline at the moment? What can people kind of look out for and check out?
I'm assuming festivals this summer, so just got to remember them. It's not that many. It's 2000 Trees we're doing. We're doing Raider Festival up in Manchester. And then we're doing Burn It Down in Torquay. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
Turkey. Torquay.
No, you nailed that. Yeah, that
thank you. Thank you. But yeah, that's the plan. Hopefully more touring. Should be, you know, in the pipeline. And that's it for this year. Cool. That's enough.
Yeah. Nice. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time, having a sit down with us and a catch up. We'll leave you to it so you can enjoy the rest of your pizza.
Oh my God, can't wait. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Cheers, thanks, guys.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah!
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast!
Sapnin!
Yes!
Hey, we are joined backstage at Download Festival with Flip from Alter Bridge.
Yes!
What's happening?
How are you?
I'm good. We just freshly got here about an hour ago, maybe. So everybody's kind of getting into game mode.
Did you have any trouble getting in?
About 3 hours worth.
Yeah. Oh!
Yeah. We left the hotel in Nottingham, which is not far from here.
Nope.
At 1, and we got here at 3:45.
Oh, wow. Yeah, wow. It seems to be a running theme at the moment.
But you know, it's first day. It's always going to be busy. Everybody's feeling the flow. So.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. But so many people are excited for you to be back to Download. It seems that you're one of those bands that feel like a real community connected to Download. There's so many times you've played here and really big sets like on before the headliners. Yep. Is it always like a highlight when you see it in the calendar for the summer?
It is. I mean, this is sort of one of the pinnacles of festivals all over the world. And again, we have played it. We've got to be like five or six times now. Mm. So, and, you know, from starting at 1 PM to, you know, headlining the second stage or whatever it was, or the third stage to working our way up to, you know, direct support. We did it for Aerosmith. I think we've done it for Metallica before, third from last for Metallica. And now tonight, obviously right before Metallica. So whether people want to see us or not, they're going to.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be getting up front to see Metallica. So they're stuck with us whether you like it or not.
No, I've seen loads of people out there. Like, I went for a wander earlier. I went to go see the Bronx, and the amount of Alter Bridge t-shirts I saw.
Oh, nice.
Might have even rivaled the Metal Liquor.
Ooh.
It was nearly. I was like, "Oh, here we go!"
Interesting.
So, nice.
Interesting. All right.
So
I like hearing that.
Well, one thing we've always wanted to talk about with one of you guys, I'm sure you kind of get this a lot from wrestling nerds like us, is just Metalingus and Edge. I mean, that song, as a wrestling fan point of view, is such a huge connection between the rock world and sports entertainment. I think it's really been a gateway into getting a lot of people into that kind of alternative music through that method as well.
Yes.
From your point of view, like, how is that ride with that song and the connection being? I mean, I'm sure there's like a lot of weird stuff surrounding it.
You know, it's, I don't want to say we kind of stumbled into that, but we kind of stumbled into that. Like, with that song, we had a mutual friend with the Edge, this guy named Dale Torborg, who used to wrestle as the Demon, who's been a friend of ours for a long time. And he talked the Edge into, you know, helping us promote our music, and he picked Metalingus as the song that he wanted to do. And of course, he mixed it up a little bit from the way that we originally recorded it and the way we perform it, but it caught on so big so quick that I really think it kind of helped propel our career, to be honest with you, because I, you know, Alter Bridge was not a household name by any stretch of the imagination, and it's still not, but you know, it's grown so much from that. And then just recently, like, you know, he had retired and gone on to do other things. And then when he came back out of retirement, you just saw such an uptick in that song. And people, even the way people react to it at shows now is different than it was 10 years ago.
Mad.
When it had already been his theme for, you know, close to 10 years, that kind of thing. So it's really cool. It's, you know, wrestling and that form of sports or entertainment or whatever you want to call it really has grown so much more, it seems like, over the last few years than it had prior to that, and it was already massive to begin with.
Yeah.
So to see that kind of reaction, I mean, we're just, I'm very thankful that that song has had the longevity that it's had, you know, for that reason. And it's cool to watch, you know, people react to it every night differently than they used to.
Did you see his comeback? Did you see when he came back to it?
I didn't see it actually happen, but I had people send me footage of it, and
I went wild.
He used a song called "The Other Side." Yeah. You know, initially when he came back out, and then you know is now using Metalingus again, and it's just cool, man. We're super thankful for him and happy for him and proud of him, and we're all getting older, so the fact
that's true.
He's able to still do it at the level he's doing it is, you know, says a lot. Yeah, I think
he's thinking about retiring soon as well. Like he mentioned,
he might be.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay, you have to find somebody else to take it on. Has he got a mini edge? Has he got a kid that he could like teach wrestling to?
But it must be just weird, you know, when you've been doing this for so long and in different projects and stuff, to find that, like, you know, there might be something weird that it's cross paths in a completely different world, but it's helped with the band because you've been around in this kind of rock community and festivals and stuff. So, it's just another avenue, another way for people to check the band out.
It is. It truly is. And that's, you know, it's also a chance for younger generations that, you know, wouldn't know who we are whatsoever. If it wasn't for that song, you know, if they're into wrestling somebody had sent me a clip of the Edge, the intro, and I forget where they were, but it was like 60,000 or 70,000 people, and everybody's singing that song as he's coming in. I'm like, why don't that many people show up to our shows? Like when we're playing, like if you like the song, come out, and, you know, see the guys that made it.
That's perfect, though. But he performed at Clash at the Castle, which was in Wales.
Yeah,
back last year, and what an introduction! Like,
Yeah,
it's there was like 70,000 people here just singing it, and I go cold thinking about it. Like, it's fucking what a moment. But yeah, brilliant. Absolutely.
Is there ever being any other songs from your back catalog as well that's kind of had like a connection to a different side that you weren't expecting?
I can't think of any specific instance right offhand. Where that, you know, song from yesteryear, you know, from previous albums that's had a resurgence recently because of something outside of what we've done. We always look for those opportunities, you know. Sometimes you don't know some crazy idea that somebody's got, like, hey, you guys should use that song for this. And we're like, oh, that's ridiculous. And then when it happens, they're like, oh, that was a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we should have done that a long time ago. So, you know, if that opportunity presents itself, we'll certainly, you know, look for it.
Where's the weirdest place you've heard Alter Bridge?
All right. I was in a car stereo store.
Oh.
And it came on all the car stereos.
They had video running, and one of our videos came on, and I was like, oh my God. And it was from it was Open Your Eyes, which is the first video we ever did. And this was years after that. I was finally like, why do you guys have that on there? They're like, well, we got this tape. It's on a loop. It just runs. And I'm like, oh, okay. Didn't say anything. Didn't, you know, like, hey, I'm the dude with the Fohawk in there. But
can I get a cheaper car radio?
Exactly.
If that's me.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done. I definitely would have done it.
Yeah. I'll next time.
Keep it.
Next time. Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if they still got to play.
They still got to go. Yeah. Like 10 years later. Like, God, get a new tape, man.
I just like to imagine that there's like this one guy that's been working there for 10 years, and every day he just hears that song.
Yeah, he's the biggest Alter Bridge fan, and he's like, I'm gonna play him every day till one of them comes in. I know you've been in, and he's like, I still keep playing.
He's going to come back.
He's going to come back. He's got to come back. Oh, he wasn't in. Oh, imagine he wasn't in that day. And he checks the CCTV footage.
Oh, yeah,
there you are. He's like, no.
Wave at the camera. Hey, I was here.
That's me. Oh, that's brilliant.
We've started asking bands as well, just like the weirdest venues they've played over the years, because sometimes things get used that you wouldn't necessarily think.
I once supported Linkin Park in a bull ring in Madrid. So the day before, it was a theater of death.
Yes.
The Saturday, Linkin Park.
Okay, yeah.
That's strange.
I might have played that same bull ring.
No,
that's a possibility. It was in Madrid. Yep. I can't be sure.
I don't think there's two.
Yeah. I mean, every venue can be a little special in its own right, no matter how beautiful it is or how nice it is. There's always something that you're like, ah, man, I was really looking forward to that, and they don't have that. Whatever, you know, if it's an ice machine or if it's
showers.
Showers especially. Yes.
Very much showers.
That's, yeah. I mean, that's the key to touring is showers.
Got
to
find a good shower somewhere.
Some have them and some might have them, but you don't want to get in them.
Oh, God, like, no.
They haven't been cleaned.
The amount of showers in venues that I found that for some reason the shower head, you can never connect to a wall. Or it's just been ripped off the wall.
Yeah.
Is insane.
Yes.
What maniac is showering just
just a
just like, oh, quick, I'll do it one-handed. Like, people are fucking.
You gotta prop it up on something.
But there's some venues just like, well, they've ripped it. Obviously, they've ripped it out of the wall, and now, well, that doesn't go anywhere. There's been times before now where I've had it up over the shower curtain, balanced just on
you
the shower.
You've become quite the engineer when, you know, doing shows and venues like that. I have done many similar things where I had to wrap it around like the holder four times and then drape it over the top. And I feel your pain. I've been there. Trust me.
These are like extras from Spinal Tap that never got used. That's what these are.
Exactly. Well, we've loved hearing these stories, Flip. But just before you go, is there anything else you'd like to kind of leave the listeners with? Anything looking forward to or coming up?
We're obviously super excited about today. This is a, you know, last time we were here was 2017. We're supposed to play in 2020. And of course, as we all know, there was no 2020.
Yeah.
So to get back here after 6 years and the feel at home is really, really special, and this will always be a huge part of our career.
I think it's going to be a very, very special show tonight. Like,
we're looking forward to it.
We are too. But yeah, thank you very, very much for doing this, and hopefully we'll get to do another one in the future.
Absolutely,
sweet. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Sapnin
Podcast. Sapnin.
Yes, we're joined now by Blind Channel. How are you doing?
Nice to see you guys.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's nice to see you in the flesh.
Yes.
On this very hot summer's day. How's things?
Things are well. Things are super well. We just played here at Download Festival. It was a crazy show. We started the festival season this week. We did Switzerland, Austria, one show in Finland, then to Download. So we haven't really been sleeping at all. So if we say something stupid, please just don't mind.
It's all good. We hate our fans. I'm sorry. I'm too tired. How was the show?
It was super great. I mean, hot, obviously too hot, but we were surprised how many people were there. I think it was around 10,000 in the peak. So
yeah, where did you play? Was it the Avalanche?
No, second stage.
Oh, yeah, Jesus Christ!
Yeah. And we just lost our Download virginity.
Nice.
And it felt good.
And it was on the second stage, which is fucking massive as well. So like, yeah, a lot of bands just start in like the smaller tents or whatever. Nah, you've just gone, fuck it, let's start on the second stage. Like, yeah. Class. That's amazing.
Yeah. But it seems like the UK has really adopted you guys the last couple of years. You've been over here for quite a few tours, and there's so much love on this side of the world in particular. Is it just great to see that, especially when you come to a festival like this and see the reaction?
Yeah, it's definitely great. Like, we've done a lot of good tours here with a lot of great bands, and now when you go like first time on a stage at Download Festival and you see like there's a lot of people singing our lyrics, like they're singing the songs with us, and I think it's a message saying that we're doing something right. So it's crazy, and we love UK.
Yeah, very much so.
You guys have been touring so much lately. We've been asking bands about like venues they've played that might be a little weird or unconventional. Is there any way you've showed up to as of late and thought, well, this is a bit of a strange venue? Like, have you played anything that's being a bit weird lately?
There was this one venue in USA. What was the place? There happened this murder. Like, do you remember that case? It was
in the place where Breaking Bad is based on. New Mexico.
Albuquerque.
Yeah. Over there. We played at this venue, and the venue had this very strange feeling. You know, there's just some places have that weird feeling. Yeah. Like, I don't believe in spirits or anything like that, but like it had this strange vibe. And then the crew at the venue told us that some girl was murdered here, and people see her during the shows and all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah. So that was a haunting.
I hope she pays to get in. I hope she's not on the guest list. She's not a ghost. The least they could do is pay to get in. But yeah, that's strange.
We didn't see the ghost, but we went looking for her.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's,
oh, wow.
I don't think I've ever played a haunted venue. That's strange. Surely most venues should be haunted. Like
they should be,
if you think about it, most people who've ever lived are dead, right? They're dead. So there should be ghosts everywhere, really. So yeah, you should be. We should just be walking around like, what the oh, I bumped into another ghost. But yeah. Yeah. The weirdest venue I ever played was a bull ring in Spain.
Wow.
Yeah, my band supported Linkin Park once, and we turned up and we were like,
you supported Linkin Park?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That's our favorite band.
And yeah, in Madrid, and we were we turned up and we were like, this looks like a bull ring. And then we got into the venue and we were like, oh, it is a bull ring. Like yesterday, people were murdering bulls here. This is terrible.
Wow.
And today, it's Linkin Park. So yeah, what a that's the strangest venue I think I've ever played.
Yeah, sounds very Spanish though. Yeah.
Spanish. Yeah, it couldn't be more Spanish. Like,
Yeah. Has there been any moments as of late where you've been able to play with any of your idols or see like a kind of reaction of someone you've adored and seen that they've been a fan of Blind Channel?
Many times lately.
Many times, yeah.
Like we did a tour with, well, Electric Callboy, obviously. They're here, we love them. Then Download Festival also feels like kind of a reunion because the Electric Callboy guys are here. We just saw I Prevail guys. We did a great tour with them. We're huge fans. And then like if we talk about like serious like idol stuff, Mike Shinoda like reacted to, well, he heard Dark Side, I think.
Yeah.
And he heard our song Dark Side and he said, this sounds nothing like Linkin Park.
Yeah, well, that's the fact that he knows about, like I remember thinking like if Fred Durst ever found out about my band, that would be enough for me. Like I'd just quit the band. I'd just be like, yeah, that's fine. So like with the moment he finally did, I was just like, I can't believe it. Like I remember being, I was about 28 when he found out about us, and I've loved him since I was about 17.
Yeah.
So like I was finally like, oh, I'm 17. Like, oh my God, he's the reason I started music. And yeah, it's just knowing about us, like for all I know he probably hated my band, right? And that's fair enough, a lot of people did. But just the fact he knew about us was enough for me.
We know the feeling. Yeah.
Oh, well, what else have you guys got going on at the moment? What's kind of life behind the scenes looking like? Is it just constantly touring? You work on new music? What's in the pipeline
right now? A lot of new music. Like every time we go back to Finland, we go to the studio in Helsinki, continue working on the upcoming album.
Sometimes we even work on the album on tour. Like Alexi has his laptop on, we're recording or doing like some arrangements to this new songs, because at the end of the summer we have a lot of shows, we have festivals every weekend and even more, but we also at the end of the summer we also need to have our next album on our hands.
Ooh.
So
wow.
it's a busy
we have
summer.
Enough time in our lives.
That's the problem.
That's why we stopped sleeping.
how many demos have you got so far? How many tracks?
50 or something.
We wrote like 50 songs, geez. And wow. We decided the songs from the album from those 50 songs.
Yeah. Yeah. How many, but
yeah. Have you found they're quite like creatively freeing writing on the road, or is it really constrained? Does it really depend on mood and feeling and what's going on in that day? Or
Writing songs on tour, it turned out to be pretty hard because you can't really get, you just don't have enough time to get, like, you always have like, I have an hour here and an hour there, but that's not enough. You need to get like to that creative mode. So what we do on tour is we tweak the arrangements, that kind of stuff, more like the heavy lifting work of the songwriting.
Yeah.
While the last year we had these trips to Berlin, we had trips to Los Angeles and London, and we spent a couple weeks here and there just like dedicated to writing new music.
Nice. Awesome. Well, fantastic stuff. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time. Really excited to hear what's next. It's been great to see you in person again, and looking forward to what else happens next.
Thank you guys. It's happening. See you guys around.
You're listening to Sappy Podcast. Yes, woo! We had a wonderful time, a very warm but wonderful, wonderful time at Download. Thank you very much to all the guests there. Thank you very much to Lizzie Hale, Flip from Alter Bridge, Eric from I Prevail, Alice from Lake Maliche, Joel and Nico from Blind Channel, and of course, Modern Sun Lounger. What a top chap. I have no idea what Modern stands for, but every time I will talk about him, I will use a different name. Too positive. Was very, very kind about starting the party, despite never hearing it himself. I nearly said to him, I tell you what, you have it then. And I was going to just say he could have the song if he wants. So,
wow.
But no, great chat. Wasn't expecting it. And it was good to see all of those guests.
Yeah, some bucket list conversations there. I know people have wanted us to have for a long time. It was just so good to be able to do all this despite the heat and the dust and all sorts of little struggles that us as Goths can't really comprehend. But we also recorded a bunch of other conversations that you can hear in future episodes of the podcast. So make sure you're subscribing wherever you listen to us, and then you'll come up on it. And then if you're angry that we didn't get a certain band on the lineup or something, they might be coming in the next couple of weeks.
Ooh. I can't believe we got Metallica. Oh, anyway. What the fuck was James Hetfield doing hanging about the back? Anyway, as we said, thank you very much to all our guests. Thank you very much to Andy Coppin. Thank you very much to Danica Weber. Thank you very much to Jenny Carter. Thank you very much to Kat Ferris. Thank you very much to Lage Waring. Thank you very much to Doug. Thank you very much to Kurt. I could go on forever. Thank you very much to all the Download team that made this possible. We had an absolute blast. The Blackout had a blast, which you'll hear about in possibly next week's episode. What a festival. I came away Sunday covered in head to toe in fucking muddy dust. I look like I just stepped out of a Robert the Zombie video.
Hey, but we had a great time. You forgot to give a shout out to the Download dog, but then at one point during the weekend, you almost became the Download dog.
Yes, I was in the press porter cabin talking to my friend Lage and Doug and others from LD Comms. And they came in with a Download dog costume. And I asked, could I have a go of the head? And Doug said, you can't have a go of the head. We can't take any photos with it. As if people were going to be like, what? He's got a human's body underneath a dog thing. And I was like, you know, people know this is fake, Doug. Anyway, so yeah, they brought it in because Ice Nine Kills were about to decapitate the dog live on the main stage.
Couldn't believe it.
And because I had to go to the head, they said, Sean, what are you doing right now? And I said, sweating profusely, mostly. And then they said, do you fancy being the Download dog and get decapitated on stage? And I said, I don't fancy being the Download dog, but do fancy being decapitated on stage. So they ended up getting someone who was much, much shorter than me to do it, the poor bugger. I hope she's okay. And she didn't actually get decapitated. But yeah, it was very, very close. I nearly said yes, but I'm glad I didn't, because it was fucking definitely too warm to be wearing that red fluff.
Yeah, I was bad enough in jeans. We made the conscious decision throughout that week to not wear shorts. We don't want anyone seeing our shins. That's the one weakness we have, is our shins, apparently.
Yeah, nobody's ever... There's not many people who've ever seen my legs.
No, I don't. I'm trying to think back if I've ever seen them.
For all everybody knows, there could be a double amputee who's just got some miraculous fucking robot legs. But yeah, you haven't seen my legs. Once I ever played a show for the Blackout in shorts in Italy because it was too warm.
Wow.
It'll never happen ever again. Saying that, mind, I did rip my trousers right up the crotch during the Blackout's performance at Download. So, oh. I nearly had reverse shorts on. I nearly had long legs, but no middle.
reverse shorts
to himself.
Oh, God.
Fucking hell. Sorry.
Keep updated with everything we've got going on in the next few weeks and our future guests at Sapling Pod on Twitter and Instagram. If you'd like the news exclusively first, head over to patreon.com/sapnin. That's the best place to support us and get involved with a wonderful, beautiful and wholesome community of people that will meet you on the regular at gigs, festivals and just random shit like this. It's been amazing to see them getting together at these events these last couple of weeks and just and just going out on like random days as well in between. It's absolutely incredible. Come and join the family at patreon.com/sapnin.
We've had Australian Patreons fly over to Merthyr Tydfil. Not straight, like they landed in London and then made their way over. You can't go straight direct. They came to Merthyr Tydfil and were greeted by other Patreons, and now everybody's just basically touring the UK together as Patreons, hanging out. And it is the most fucking wonderful thing about this podcast that we started for a laugh to see what would happen. What an amazing, amazing, supportive, loving community who got together this week, and it was amazing to see. I'm sorry I couldn't make any of the pictures. I might have been a little bit distracted, and you know and appreciate why. But yeah, what a great fucking community. We love them very much. Patreon.com/Sapnin. If you've listened to 3 or more episodes and we've made you laugh at least twice, you are legally obliged to join. Boris Johnson put that in his honours list, so you've got to do it. What a bastard. No. I hate him, but, you know, law's the law. Sign up now, patreon.com/Sapnin.
If you head to the description of this and every episode, you'll see loads of names there that we do thank. But as always, Sean is going to give a mahoosive shout out to the elite members of our Sapnin podcast Patreon community.
Thank you very, 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 very much, Kylie Wheeler.
Wee.
Thank you
much.
Mayumi Liwaway, Janelle Caston, Paul Hirschfield, Scarlett Charlton, thanks for coming over. Tony Michael, Kelly Irwin, Dilly Grimwood, Natasha Morris, Nathan Croshaw, Mitch Perry, Emma Barber, Kat Bess, and Jenny Robson, Murray Grimwood, Scott Successful, Burger Delivery Jones, Amy Dawson, Amy Louise, Stuart McNaught, Ellen Southfield, Stephen Aston, Carolyn Robson, Kate Puttack, Louis Cook, Martina McManus, Carl Pendlebury, Danny Eaton, James McNaught, Jenny Munster, Jason Oredia, Emily Perry, John and Emma, M. Evans Roberts, Craig Harris, Evan, Sean Foynes, Kalila Keane, Ollie Amesbury, Adam King of the Goth Passport, Josh, never fall in love with a tennis player, love means nothing to them, Chris, that's his best one so far. Thank you very much, Alice Wood, Kyle David Smith, and last but no means, Connor Lewins and family. Woo! We love all of those people very much. We love everybody who's part of the Patreon. Like Mogo said, the description of this episode, wherever you listen to podcasts, has a load of other names as well, and we want to thank all of them. Everybody who's ever signed up to our Patreon, if you're thinking about it, fucking get on with it!
Please do. Without you, these things in this podcast wouldn't be able to happen. We wouldn't be able to go to festivals like this and record special bonus episodes for you to enjoy. So if you've had a laugh of anything, patreon.com/Sapnin, please, and get involved with everyone. We'll be back on Friday with a very special conversation recorded live that you definitely want to hear. But until then, stay safe, stay hydrated, don't inhale any dust, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yes! Do you know what? We should have worn, like, fucking PPE masks to see if they kept the dust out. And then when our faces are automatically clean and everybody else was choking to death, we go, oh, look, masks do work, you thick cut. Anyway, Sapnin!
Sapnin!
I enjoyed this a lot, though. Very good.
You're listening to Sapnin Podcast with Sean Smith and Morgan Richards. Thank you very much for downloading this podcast or streaming it, or I don't know what else you do with podcasts. Thank you very much.